It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. Veronica Rickard is off today. Coming up later in the show, what should the United States do with the 57,000 migrant youths that have been taken into custody at the border with Mexico since October? Madison and Milwaukee have been suggested as potential places to temporarily house at least some of them. We'll hear from the mayors of both of those cities. First, it was 200 years ago today that American and British forces clashed on Wisconsin soil, fighting for control of the American-held Fort Shelby and the surrounding area of Prairie du Chien. It was the only battle of that war to be fought on Wisconsin soil, the War of 1812. Although the British won the fight, they'd ultimately lose the territory later in the war. Joining us now to tell us more about the Battle of Prairie du Chien and how its 200th anniversary is being observed is Susan Kaya Slusser. She's site director for Villa Louis Historic Site in Prairie du Chien. Susan, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you, Rob.
So let's start with some of the basics here. What was the importance of Prairie du Chien in the context of the War of 1812?
Well, what's important about Prairie du Chien is that this was, you know, the center for the fur trade in the upper Mississippi River Valley. And what it comes down to for this battle, it comes down to the control of the fur trade. And the current residents of Prairie du Chien in 1814 were really sympathetic with the British, and that's who they were trading with out of Canada. And American forces come up from St. Louis wanting to start really putting an American influence on these residents of Prairie du Chien. And so led by Governor Clark from the Lewis and Clark fame, comes up from St. Louis and decides that this is the perfect location for a military station. And so they build Fort Shelby in June of 1814, and the British are not too happy about that.
And so what's the British response?
The British response, they start gathering forces. They are coming down from Canada. They start gathering with voyageurs, you know, whose, you know, whole economy is and their survival is on the fur trade. But they also gather Native American forces. And so they gather all these people with some British militia. They come down from Mackinac, and they kind of sneak up on the Americans. They set up camp just south of where we sit today. And while the Americans are getting ready to go out for a Sunday carriage ride on July 17, 1814, they sight the British, and not only British, but all of the Native Americans, and they go back to the fort, and that's when the battle begins.
Now, before we get to the battle itself, these are, in some ways, as you've described it, very informal armies. These are not people raised, for the most part, by the government in uniforms, I'm guessing. These are almost militias.
There are militias. There are infantrymen, but there are some. You will see some military presence if you come to our battle reenactment, but they start just mustering in just your average folks who are really scraping together an existence here on what is currently the frontier of the Old Northwest. And some of the residents of Prairie du Chien, it wasn't until after this war in 1816 that the residents of Prairie du Chien finally raised the first American flag. And there were some consequences to this. For the residents of Prairie du Chien that decided to side with the British because that's where they were making their livelihood with the fur trade, some of them go back to Canada, some of them leave and go off to the Red River settlement. And once more American influence comes into Prairie du Chien, some of the sympathizers, they have land taken away. So there's lasting effects of this battle, although it's, you know, kind of misunderstood. People don't understand why we're celebrating the bicentennial of the War of 1812 and 1814, but indeed, we did have the only battle here in Wisconsin on our property, and it's an important layer of our history.
And tell us a little bit about the battle. It was not a huge battle and no deaths, as I understand it.
No, there were no actual casualties. What had happened is they were right in the middle of summer. It was July of 1814. The Americans that were at Fort Shelby, a lot of them had family with them. It was just a small garrison. The well runs dry. They start running out of supplies, and the Americans realize they're not going to win this. And the British, they come down from Mackinac, they didn't have a lot of supplies as well. And as they're volleying these shots back and forth, cannonballs don't explode. They run out and grab them and fire them back at the other side. Eventually, the Americans run out of supplies. They give up, get back onto the boats, and go down to St. Louis. The British take over Fort Shelby, rename it Fort Mackay after the lieutenant colonel in charge of their forces, and stay in Prairie du Chien until May of 1815. Not realizing that the British had already lost the War of 1812.
Well, kind of like the most famous battle of the War of 1812, the Battle of New Orleans, which was fought after, I think, one of the main treaties was signed, but word did not travel fast there. So the British ruled in Prairie du Chien in the interim.
They did, and they did not treat some of the residents of Prairie du Chien very well. So, like I said, there were consequences, and it just isn't—it's very important. And still, with many descendants of these people living in our community today, this means a lot to Prairie du Chien, and it means a lot to the state of Wisconsin.
And so now it's the anniversary. Today is the anniversary. You're doing a lot this weekend, I gather. What kind of remembrances, what kind of festivities are going on?
Yes, we have lots of activities taking place both days. Capped off on Saturday at 4 p.m., we actually reenact the battle. But what's really exciting about that is the reenactors are here, and we have a record number of reenactors coming this year because it is our bicentennial. But there'll be musket and cannon fire, and during the battle reenactment, we have pyrotechnic special effects that go off. But there's military camp life, there's civilian life, there's demonstration cooking, there's games for children from the period. We're going to be doing a bicentennial flag ceremony at 3:30 on Saturday. But even better than that, you know, we are located on one of the premier historic house museums in the country, the grounds of the Villa Louis. This happened right on our grounds. You can also tour our mansion as well. So there's all these different layers of history that you can take part of, and it looks like the weather's going to be good for us.
Yeah, so there's the grounds and the mansion. What else could we see at the Villa Louis site, even if we miss the events this weekend?
If you miss events this weekend, you can come out for a whole list of special events throughout the year. And we do have a fur trade museum that people can come to really get a sense of our early history. And there's always something taking place. We always have interpreters in period costuming, really able to take you back in time and share some of these great early stories with our visitors.
And are there any archaeological remnants of the original Fort Shelby / Fort McKay?
There are, and some people might have heard on the news. We actually just experienced a high water event, and we were having a planned archaeological dig. Unfortunately, that dig has been postponed until, I think, September. But yes, the WPA was here in the 1930s, and you can come and visit and see some archaeological remains of Fort Crawford. That's the fort that gets built in 1816, the Americans' response to the British coming to Prairie du Chien. So there's remnants of that. We have a restored blockhouse, which would have stood here in 1816. And so there are things you can take place. And Fort Shelby, we're still working on that. We have some archaeologists that we're working with to really exactly figure out where that site was located in relationship to where the Villa Louis Mansion sits today.
So you've explained why this event, this unique event, is important to Prairie du Chien. Should the rest of us in Wisconsin pay attention to this one-of-a-kind battle that was fought here?
It is. That's what's so great about this reenactment. You're actually going to experience history where it happened. That's why this is such a unique event. It's a wonderful event, and these reenactors come from all over the country. We have many people coming down from Canada, and they take the time out of their busy schedules to help us put on history and make it a hands-on living experience for people today.
Well, Susan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Susan Kaya-Sluser. She's site director for the Villa Louis Historic Site in Prairie du Chien.